This week we have the incredible privilege of reading the parashiyos of Chukas and Balak. And in the second parasha of Balak, the Torah goes to incredible detail regarding the story of Balak, the king of Moab, who was so intimidated and so scared about the approaching Jewish people that he hires a Gentile prophet, a man by the name of Bilam. And Bilam has one simple task, to go ahead and curse the Jewish people. Balak pays Bilam an incredible amount of money, an exorbitant amount of money, one specific task: curse the Jewish people, stop their advances, stop them in their tracks, and prevent our land by being overrun by the Jews. And we know the story. Bilam from the beginning tells Balak, listen, I'm happy, thank you for the money, thank you for the advance, the cash advance, but I just want to tell you, I can't say anything that God doesn't allow me to say. So it's interesting, because it appears that Balak really takes that to be a little bit of a sense of false humility. Sure, no problem, of course, very pious, or Emir Hashem, whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. But of course, you know the story, that Bilam tries a number of different times to curse Klal Yisrael, but not only does he not curse Klal Yisrael, which again was a failure, but he delivers some of the most beautiful and prolific praise. Praise that's so beautiful and so overwhelming that in fact it becomes part of day-to-day davening. And in one of the statements, well, one of the episodes, Balak gets so angry at Bilam. And Bilam turns to him and he says, what do you want from me? I told you from the beginning that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever God wants me to say is what I'm going to say. I don't have a power over God. And Bilam says something amazing. This is in Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Aleph, chapter 23, verse 21. Lo hibit oven b'Yakov, v'lo ra'a amal b'Yisrael. Bilam says to Balak, it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't see any oven, any iniquity within the Jewish people. V'lo ra'a amal b'Yisrael, I didn't see any trespass in the Jewish people. Hashem Elokav imo. Ultimately, Hashem, the God of the people, is with them. Utruas melech bo, and the sound, literally the trua, the blast of the shofar, of the king of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is at Klal Yisrael. So Bilam, on a very simple level, says to Balak, listen, obviously God didn't deem them guilty. I understand you don't want them here. You don't want them to overrun your land. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't deem them liable, guilty, therefore deserving of any type of curse that I would try to confer upon them. Lo hibit aven b'Yakov v'lo ara'a amal b'Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see anything wrong with them. And if there's nothing wrong with them, I can't curse them. But there's a beautiful insight. The great tzaddik, the Hilig Rishner, Rabbi Yisrael of Rishin, says something so beautiful. He says, embedded in this pasuk is an incredible life lesson. Lo hibit aven b'Yakov. You know, sometimes in life, when we mess up and we make mistakes, all we see in ourselves is the mistake. All we see in ourselves is the wrong turn. It's an amazing thing. This happens not just with others, but even with ourselves. I'm a good person. I try. Am I perfect? Far from it. Anywhere near perfect? Absolutely not. But I try. But sometimes when we make significant mistakes, and kind of sometimes the more intense the mistake, the greater this reaction is, I feel so broken. I feel like a nothing. I feel so worthless. So says the Rishner, what does the Pasuk say? Lo hibit aven b'Yakov. When you look at yourself in the mirror, don't see that which is broken. When you look at yourself in the mirror, don't only see that which is in a state of disrepair. But why not? I'm wearing it on my sleeve. It's written all over my forehead. I see it everywhere. Everywhere I look, everywhere I turn, I see my shortcomings. I see my mistakes. I see my life failures. No. Lo hibit aven b'Yakov. Do not go ahead and focus on that. Do not see only the iniquity, only the mistakes in yourself. Why? Hashem Elokav imo. Because just know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with you. You see, the amazing part about our relationship with Hashem, which is what makes this relationship so different than every other life relationship, is that in most life relationships, if you fail to perform, or if at the end of the day you don't meet expectations, at a certain point in time, the relationship comes to an end. It's certainly true in employment, but it's even true in other relationships. It could be true in a marriage. It could even be true between parents and children and parents. Certainly true between friends. There's one relationship where no matter how badly you mess up, no matter how badly you fail, the relationship is always intact. And that's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Elokav Imo. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a firm commitment to each of us that He will never leave our side. No matter what we do, no matter how badly we fail, no matter how dramatically we fall, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us, I will not forsake you. I will not leave you. I might get upset. And sometimes, yes, there are punishments and there are repercussions. And sometimes I may be very hurt and offended, kiviyachol. But at the end of the day, I'll never leave your side. Says the Rishon, that's the message. Lo hibit oven biyakov. At the end of the day, we all make mistakes. And it's tempting. It's tempting. And it's the Yetzer Hara to sometimes only view yourself through the prism of your failures. Look how badly I've messed up. Look how badly I've done. Look at my lack of growth, my lack of forward momentum. But no matter how badly I've messed up in life, never give up on yourself. Do you know why? Hashem Elo Kavimo. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with you. Because even in the times that we want to give up on ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gives up on us. And if you understand the profundity, hear what Bilam was telling Balak, you want me to curse this people, but I can't. They've done so much. Right? They built the golden calf. They had the sin of the spies, the rebellion of Korach, the complaints about water, complaints about food, complaints about everything. It's too hot, it's too cold, it's this. Complain about everything. See, you would have thought that they would be ripe to be cursed. You would have thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have honored my wish to go ahead and confer a curse on them. But no, because you see, when God looks at these people, Lo hibit oven biyakov, he doesn't see their brokenness. He sees their beauty. He sees their holiness. He sees their light. He sees their aur. He sees their special kite, their specialness. Hashem Elo Kavimo. And he never leaves their side. And so, my dear friends, when we make mistakes, not if we make mistakes, but when we make mistakes, sometimes the bigger the mistake, the greater the Yetzer Hara to give up on ourselves. But in those moments when we're ready to throw in the towel because we're ready to define ourselves by our abysmal failures, let us remember, find the courage, Lo hibit oven biyakov, I am much more than the sum total of my failures. Hashem Elo Kavimo. Because no matter what I do or don't do in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never leaves my side. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu never leaves my side, that means that I am worth something, even in the aftermath of the greatest life failure. Wishing everyone a good night of Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.